I have a lot of weird lady jams.
I think the best part about this music video is the go-go girls and their dance when they have their hands up in their face. It's just ridiculous.
You love it.
See, for me, it's always been like the random clothes flying up from under the hill.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing, Leonard Nimoy? Nobody wants to know.
You are a pervert, Leonard Nimoy. Go home. You're drunk, Leonard.
Children are watching Leonard.
That Leonard Maltin.
You're in the hot seat, too.
Yeah,
I am in the hot seat. Hi, people. My name is Frank.
He knows how to talk.
Bad Touch Bat Boy. And I'm here with people.
He's here with the usual gang, I
introduce
think.
Introduce
I'm Anastasia Washington, a.k.a. Psycho Femba.
What?
She's a girl.
Oh,
I am a girl.
I am Mr. Francisco Calderon, a.k.a. Cuddles the Sociopath.
He's a girl.
I'm Sassy Pants, Rachel Frumpkin.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. That was a compelling argument. I love it.
You are so fascinating.
Do I do introduction of myself?
Well, it's just my earphones, I guess.
Here,
I
can't introduce yourself and give us your nickname.
And our guest.
Oh, good. Spontaneous nicknames.
Spontaneous.
My name is Adam Rosenthal, and I'm Jupac.
Oh, love it.
Oh, I get it. It's
That's
a joke.
That's a good one.
It's a Jupocalypse up in here.
It's not a joke. Jupac.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Not that I can hear.
Oh, we have technical difficulties.
We're having technical difficulties. That we're turning knobs.
I accidentally lit fire to the table.
It happens.
Testicle difficulties?
It happens. There has been worse things done to this table.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, I took my hands off. So many fluids.
That's why there's some good and clean disinfectant wipes right on the table.
Yeah.
Keep it nice and clean. Well, that got awkward.
What's
awkward?
Earphones, if need be.
Today is our Lord of the Rings episode.
Yay.
Hooray.
Which is relevant because of all the Hobbit happenings.
It is a Hobbit in week.
It's a Hobbit in week.
The Lord of the Rings movies and the Hobbit. It's the time of the year.
It's that time of year when Denny's has a Hobbit menu.
I can't believe it. They get away with that.
It's delicious. That's how.
How? No.
But they gave me stupid cards. Mm. The cards I got, I was like, no. No good cards.
They had trading cards?
Yes. When you eat at the Hobbit menu, you get trading cards.
I'm not okay with that.
So awesome.
Tolkien is spinning in his grave. We might as well just wrap copper wire in him so we can generate electricity.
You don't think he would enjoy the commercialism?
Ingenious.
No. Christopher Tolkien is just, you know, rolling over in his soon-to-be grave.
To be fair, they have gigantic Shire sausages. And I'm okay with that.
They do.
I'm okay with the existence of Shire sausages.
And they also serve food.
We went there.
It transports you to
penis jokes in the beginning of the show.
It's not a show without
not even
penis
five
jokes.
Minutes in.
It's not a show without penis jokes.
That's true.
If you like,
and we all do love penis. So.
And if you like our penis jokes, call us at 800-893-9562 and tell us maybe some of your penis jokes.
If you don't like our penis jokes, don't fucking call.
Call anyways and tell us how you hate
us. People are going to call. We don't have fans.
We do too.
Oh, they don't exist.
You don't have fans. My boobs have fans.
Nobody has fans. No one listens to this show.
I actually have a personal entourage that cheers me on wherever I go, and they sing the Rocky theme song a cappella.
Well, they're not here today, are they?
Crazy, crazy. I love that. How did you train them? Did you give them Scooby snacks?
Scooby snacks.
She's referring to drugs.
I would never. Seriously, you guys, I'm so innocent. I've never done drugs.
Wait, what connection is there between Scooby-Doo and drugs? I'm confused.
Oh, wow.
I dosed you all with acid this morning.
Oh, yay!
Oh, I get it.
My first trip is a surprise trip.
It's piped through the earphones.
Yeah,
it's in your earphones, exactly. It's whatever.
That's why she can't hear, because acid is in her ears.
Because the acid's in my ears.
I was wondering why you had three heads.
Anyways.
Sorry, there was sign language going on.
Sign language is wonderful on a podcast, by the way. It's the best thing ever.
So none of you guys have seen The Hobbit this week, right?
No, but I've seen the cartoon.
I've seen
the 1977 Bass and Rankin version.
Okay, Adam, you've seen The Hobbit, right?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
I just accidentally headbutted the mic.
It's fine. That's okay.
I saw it this week as well. I have a lot to say about it.
No spoilers.
You can spoil it.
How am I spoiling it?
I'm just saying. I'm saying
Gandalf
because,
and Dumbledore have
I don't
an
know, people out there in the interweb get really pissy when you spoil
hey,
shit
what,
for them.
Guess what, bitch? Spoilers. If you haven't read the book, if you haven't
read
seen the
cartoon,
if you haven't,
fuck you all.
Fuck off.
What kind of nerds
anymore?
Are you if you don't know what's going to fucking happen in The Hobbit?
Seriously? Did you not
no.
see the first, did
it
you not see
the
Lord of the Rings?
I thought the best edition was when they had Smeagol and Bilbo making out in the
I
cave. That was
too.
The best part.
Right?
That was only in the high frame rate one. It was like between the regular frames.
There was moments where
it
their
was
faces.
A Smeagol Bilbo snuff film in between.
Yes.
But Gollum survives.
Yeah.
So I thought it was good. I thought it was good. Not I was great. Upset by a couple of things.
Pull it out.
I was upset because he has obviously fluffed it up. He has obviously taken every walking shot they have ever taken with them. Every like long pause and put it in this movie so that he can extend it out to three. It is so obvious. So fucking obvious.
He is enraged, people. You should see that.
He's enraged.
He is
engorged.
Mad right
he's
now.
Engorged and enraged at the same time.
It
engorgement.
Is so fucking obvious.
Engagement?
Engagement?
Is his engagement.
Hulk mad.
It gets bad.
Just go smash.
The other thing that I have an issue with in it is that there are moments where there are cameos of obvious, like, other characters from Lord of the Rings, or even there are moments where they reference things in it. And when they do this, they do the Mary Tyler Moore-esque kind of tongue-in-cheek wink at you. Hey, guys, we're being silly. Fuck you. No.
Actually, you
the,
so
first, the first 30 minutes is a lot of, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah. Oh, hey, did you
I'm
expect
you
to see me here? No surprise.
Not even joking. Not even joking. Bilbo is sitting. He's writing. Elijah
it's
Woods.
Old Bilbo.
Is,
it's old Bilbo.
He's writing Elijah Wood?
What? What?
I love this movie.
He's sitting and writing. Elijah Wood is in the background, just kind of getting things to the pantry, and then they talk, and then Elijah Wood goes off to meet Gandalf. That was his cameo. That was his cameo.
Also,
are you
on,
angry?
The moment where Frodo actually hangs up the sign that says no admittance
yes.
except on party business. And it's just like, oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
You're telling the
wow.
backstory of the Fellowship of the Rings opening shots.
Let me just say, there's been lots of subjects on the show, and I've never, ever seen Cisco so mad about something in my entire... He's like, he's going to smash the table. He's so mad.
Yes.
It is bad. That is how bad that is. There's a lot of fluff.
Usually thought that you liked a lot of fluff.
Not in this case. It is just, it's so poorly done.
It's not nerdy fluff.
It's just, there are so many, like, there's 5-minute scenes of them just walking on hills.
Well, isn't that like what the extended cut of Lord of the Rings is?
Well, that's what this is.
It's the extended cut of Lord of the Rings.
So, with that said, I enjoyed, major parts of it. I enjoyed the overall character development. I thought they did a good job kind of presenting each of the dwarves, albeit 9 of them kind of mesh in together with each other.
I hope so.
Thought the backstory on some of the dwarves.
Dwarf.
They do this thing in it where they'll be telling the Hobbit story. They'll pause at an important moment and they'll tell you the history of that moment. So they'll be like, oh, this is the son of the Dwarven King, and this is why his life is horrible. So it's cool.
Is that unnecessary or
no,
necessary?
It's nice. I like that they do that because they actually reference an enormous amount of the Silmarillion in it. They have a lot of the overstory in it, which is cool. I just wish that they removed a lot of the, like, example. They had Radagast the Brown in the movie. Radagast the Brown is mentioned in the books.
But they had him in the movie.
He's in the movie. He is a character who talks and interacts with everyone.
And apparently he's going to be like play an even like more important role in the second and third movies.
Which by the way,
so are you engorged and enraged now?
Yes and no. It's nice. It's cool that they have this character that they reference to. He's being used a little too much and he's a little too comical in my sense. Overall, I enjoyed the story. I thought it was good and I'm excited to see the rest of it. But come on. Do you really need to fluff it this much?
Apparently you do for a trilogy. Adam, are you as enraged?
I don't think anyone has ever been as enraged, but I'm moderately annoyed.
You're annoyed, okay.
The thing is, like, for me, The Hobbit is much more of like a light, fluffy tale. So like I expected a decent amount of like fluff, and I like Radagast, like there was a character who was bound to be ludicrously goofy, and Radagast, birds in his hair, Radagast
he fits it well.
Like it fits that role, because like The Hobbit was a kid's book and this is more of a kid's movie. Like the Goblin King is kind of very silly.
Yeah.
And yes, very fat, but very silly.
So it's a very, very long trilogy of children.
Yeah, it's basically you're getting Hunger Games fantasy, but also like much lighter than Hunger Games. So not the Hunger Games at all.
At all.
It's about to get really dark up in Hunger Games.
It's not Hunger Games. Just sum up.
It's the appropriate level. In a fantasy setting, it's good. It's not offensive. It's not bad. It's beautiful. It's fun. Yeah, I agree with him.
That's good.
But also, like the first 30 minutes could be cut.
Yeah, seriously.
And then the middle, hour could be cut.
Then it wouldn't be a classic Peter Jackson 3 hours.
But how long is it actually?
2 hours, 45 minutes.
Yeah, 2:45.
2:45.
And honestly, they could shave probably 45, maybe an hour off of that. Yeah.
Really?
Just by cutting establishing shots.
Yeah.
That's
bad. Easy,
it's very, very pretty, though. And one of the cool things in it, like, they have Gandalf interact way more than I thought he did. Like, way more than I remember he does in any of the stories.
Yeah.
He's, like, a main character, as in, like, he's with them 80% of the time. And he does a lot of his magic, which is kind of cool to see him being badass. I feel that they did that just so that they could fluff it up as well, though.
Yeah.
Fluff. Lots and lots of fluff. I'm hearing the word fluff a lot.
It's there's so much. There's created characters. Like, they reference to the Necromancer, and then they start, like, it looks like they're starting to build up a major arc with it now, which they reference it in the books, like Adam has mentioned, but I don't remember it even being referenced.
Like, it was a minor deal. Like, they were like, oh, look out. There's a Necromancer afoot. I think we know who it is. Sauron.
What? So, yeah, it's just...
Spoiler.
Speaking of fluff, what about Lord of the Rings porn parody? This was one of the topics
that was a good segue.
Yeah!
Wait. Before we go on to that, I just want to ask, I heard
No, you can't whip it out.
No, then the segue won't be excellent.
Damn it!
Yeah, I got a story about the first Lord of the Rings movie.
Nick speaks!
Can I tell my story?
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Check it, homies.
Check it.
Okay, so I remember when the first Lord of the Rings movie came out in the theaters. And,
this is a good start, bro.
Okay, so here we go. I'm trying to piece it all. I'm trying to piece it all together.
Piece it.
All right, here we go. All right, so the first Lord of the Rings came out. And it was Christmas break, senior year of high school.
Was this when you first got laid?
It makes me feel old.
No, check it out. Wait, when did that movie come out?
Wait, is it the same? Maybe that was my senior year. That was my senior year. No, I'm not that old.
No. Wait. I don't know which one it was. It was one of them. I graduated in 2004, so whichever came out around 2003 or 2004.
Return of the King.
Yeah, I think that's either Return or...
Is that the first or second or
third?
That's the third one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so see, I don't even know. Okay, so the third one. Okay, so it was Christmas break, senior year. So I went to this park with my friends, and we took a bunch of mushrooms.
Oh, God, that's already then, it's a good story.
And then, so it was a nice trip-tastic day.
Did you then, hallucinate Nazguls in your brain?
Yeah, pretty much. And they took us to the movies at the very end of the trip. And we went inside, and Lord of the Rings was playing. And we sat down to watch the movie.
Oh, my God.
And, like, all fell asleep. And suddenly, we wake up, and the movie's over. So that's my memory of seeing that movie.
Wow. Is,
I didn't see any of it.
I hate you.
I think I could talk about that.
I was present, but I didn't see it. I was present on mushrooms, but
Nick,
I was not present.
Did you have like the best dreams ever?
That's all I remember.
I imagine that while they were dreaming, they all had a shared dream, Inception-esque, where they were all in Middle Earth. They were climbing the Mount Doom, or, oh God, what is the mountain?
I think so.
Yeah, Casa of Doom.
Casa Doom, yeah.
No, wait.
We're all just chilling like Frodo, you know?
Yeah, the bridge.
Yeah, it was great.
You had a question, Frank?
Yeah, I was going to ask. I've been seeing some people mention that the director replaced a lot of the like in Lord of the Rings, there was people in costumes, there was makeup done. And I heard that most of the creatures this time are CG.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is disappointing to me.
There's like, well, the thing is with a lot of the bigger battle scenes in Lord of the Rings, like especially in Two Towers, when you have the Siege of Helm's Deep, they did this really cool thing with a lot of the CGI, like just, you know, orcs and Uruk-hai, where they created this program that allowed each of them to individually act independently. So it wasn't like, this group over here is going to do this set movement. No, they were like straight up, you know, CGI robo fighting. Whereas in this one, they like, I don't know, it feels less cool.
That's sad face.
Yeah, a lot of the characters, the enemies are CGI in it. The CGI looks good. The other problem is with the frame rate increase, you could kind of see a little bit more of the fakeness of them. Albeit,
Frank's face is very unhappy right now.
Did you watch it in the 48?
Yeah. It was, which it didn't bother me.
You should have not watched it in the 48.
No, it didn't bother me, actually. It didn't. I actually kind of liked it. Reason being, it felt much more realistic. It felt like you were actually there diving into the story. Some of the panoramic shots were just
made me cry.
Why
it was
crying?
Like you were on top of a...
Wow. He's crying. He's
Why
a big
you
fat baby.
You
a
baby.
Stupid baby.
You're such a homo.
I really want to punch you right now.
No, it's just sad.
I will defend your honor.
I like physical like special effects and makeup
work a lot.
Oh, no.
Welcome to the future.
So.
Well... Suck it. I'm
We're
just
gonna
kidding.
Get to
I
a
like
point.
It.
Maybe.
It's a consolation. The one-handed orc is like no CGI, like a little bit of prosthetics and a little bit of makeup, but that dude's straight up 7 foot, 1 inch tall.
That turns you on, cool. Doesn't it? Suck what? A CG penis.
We're going to get to a point where we're just going to have actors who are naked and then they're just going to have holographic costumes on.
No, we're going to get to a point where we're going to
have actors who are naked and that's porn.
Time. That's porn.
There you go. Caligula is becoming...
Segue.
Porn.
I've never seen a Lord of the Rings porno, so I don't know.
But Frank, you said you had?
No, but
I've not seen it.
Do they exist?
There's Lord of the Rings.
Certain, yes.
There is?
I'm certain there is.
I'm not going to Google.
There's like a porn parody of like everything. There's a porn parody of the Simpsons.
Thing is,
so there's a porn parody of everything.
Yeah, there is.
I'm kind of wondering if there is because Hobbit porn sounds a little weird.
Sounds you wouldn't do a little people. Hobbit play?
Okay, dude.
I mean, you've done Pokemon play. You wouldn't do Hobbit play?
This is the worst thing ever, but... Hobbit porn would just be midget porn with hairier feet.
No, Hobbit porn would be midget porn with hairier feet and food play.
And it would be a
back
lot of like outdoor
sausage.
Voyeuristic
Oh my god.
Right. Also wait, Hobbit porn would just be, you know, dwarf porn with less hair.
Okay, so I totally imagine that there's a Hobbit holiday where they all go out into the fields and just have crazy orgy sex now.
Maybe.
The Hobbits
you
are can, fucked up.
Maybe.
Where they film films, like in New Zealand, you can like go and visit the like little shire.
And they have a pub.
Like a Hobbit. They do have, I don't know
That's
like what
cute.
They do during Hobbit Day, but they do have like a Hobbit.
Oh, you know.
Plus a they have a, like
you
a
know.
Pub where you get to drink and eat and be merry.
A Hobbit
orgy.
There you go.
Hey, let's go there. Let's go chill there.
Okay,
that
I'm
sounds
fine.
Really nice.
Let's
man.
Go take shrooms there.
Let's go. Let's combine the worlds of Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings.
That would be pretty
That would be a trip,
oh
huh?
My God. Let's turn New Zealand into Fantasy
Dumbledore
Land.
And Gandalf.
We will.
Let's do it.
What?
There's going to be a Fantasy Land in my pants when I go visit
let's
the Kiwis.
Let's go.
I have a question for Rachel.
Can that be a field trip for the show?
What do you want to ask me?
So what your thoughts on Lord of the Rings porn? Just really quickly.
I said, wouldn't it just be midget?
It would still be magical.
You
would
okay.
be there would
I
be penetration of orifices that don't exist.
The one cock ring.
Yes.
Orifices.
Have not witnessed Lord of the Rings porn. I don't maybe
Orc
you
rape.
Have.
Would you play with
maybe
dildo
Adam
baggins?
Has. I have not.
Oh, that's his name. We already know it. It's out there. Someone already made it. You cannot claim that. That is the name of the character, probably.
When I'm swallowing, don't make me laugh.
I said, would you play with Dildo Baggins?
That name brings up terrible memories for me.
Really?
I have a story connected to that name.
Dildo Baggins.
Yes,
Dildo
Baggins. Oh, God. And it is a Hobbit story. It is a Hobbit story. See, I went to an acting middle school. And there we did a play one year. And it was The Hobbit. And I was Bilbo Baggins.
Of course you were.
Congratulations.
Okay. I did have a boyfriend in high school who, he said it was affectionate, but I used to hate it. Used to call me his little Hobbit.
Well, you are a Hobbit.
I'm Hobbit, guys. I'm no Hobbit. I don't have big, hairy feet.
Hey, Hobbits are dope. I'm a Hobbit.
It's because she's small.
I am. I know I am.
I might be pocket-sized, but I don't have hairy feet.
So my position in this play was miraculous. It was the best Hobbit ever.
We were like 12.
But the children at the school could not handle
you being the Bilbo.
The children were not to the level to appreciate it. They're pedantic minds.
Oh my God, you were 12. Get
You're
over
Stewie.
It.
At which point they decided to call me Dildo Baggins for the rest of the year.
I'm not done vomiting.
At least they weren't. They were very creative, I think.
I do have to say that there exists but one VHS copy of this play.
I'm going to find it.
And
we'll watch it when we're
I'm pretty sure there's more than one VHS.
Next time I'm at your house. Next time.
Oh, it is hidden in a vault. I have
He's a little 6 inches long.
Oh, no.
That's
rest. I have to go.
That's interesting that you were in that situation.
Like the Gollum Bilbo Baggins scene was actually really intense. Not even like joking, that was a really good scene and we did a really good job with it.
You did, Bilbo
Clear
Baggins.
Clear secret tension of love affair.
She was a lesbian.
Sexual tension.
She was a tall lesbian who played Gollum. Yes, there was lots of sexual tension.
Sexual tension.
Lots of that.
That's awesome.
And that's my Hobbit story.
Yay!
What about you, Adam? Would you watch Lord of the Rings and the Two Tatas?
That exists.
The Rings and the Two Tatas and the Cock
Ring. I would
either
watch that or the riding Shadowfax.
Shadow bags. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, good gracious, man.
You didn't ask me if I would watch
Era Horn.
Gang
would you be Lord of the Rings and the Two Tatas?
No.
And I didn't know
Psycho
Grandma
does not do porno.
I didn't know a girl named
Would you watch it?
I would watch it. I watch a lot. I just kidding. I'm a girl. I don't watch porn.
Girls
never
don't
seen
watch
one.
Porn. You don't porn
in my life.
What is a porn?
You're not a girl.
What is a porno?
Look, Google it right now. I'm sure there's a Lord of the Rings porn parody.
Oh no, I'm certain. I don't even need to.
Because there's like a porn parody for everything. There's a Scooby Doo porn parody. What?
The worst I've ever seen. The worst I've ever seen was the Exorcist one.
Oh, Lord of the G Strings.
That's disgusting.
Lord of the G Strings. Oh, that's right. I have to admit, I have seen
Lord of the Cock Rings.
I have seen Lord of the G Strings.
Sorry. There's all these other ones. Bang Man, The Dark Knight. 28 Gays Later. The Porn Identity.
28 Gays Later.
The Blown Ranger. I'm okay with this. I want to do this job.
Did you say there's one that they didn't even change the name? It's just legit called the Lone Ranger.
The Blown Ranger.
Because I'm serious, the Lone Ranger sounds like a porn name. It sounds like a porn movie.
Oh, the Female Ship of the String. Interesting.
I like that.
Having to admit this now, I have seen Lord
Flesh
of the G-Strings, and it
Flesh
is
Gordon's
the most god-awful thing I've
what?
Ever
You're
watched.
Oh,
wait.
You guys watch a lot of porn,
man. Did you just see what she did?
What?
She I've never
said
seen one.
That she has seen it. But she wasn't going to tell us. She
well,
wasn't going to tell us.
Seen what? It's called. It's seen a Skinamax movie.
The Bilbo Baggins porn.
It's Lord of the G-Strings. It's like, it's instead of like men, it's women, and they go looking for the one G-string that can save them all. And it's porn, so it's bad acting and bad. Like,
the
it's obviously like.
It's
obviously like really Runyon Canyon that
it's
they're traveling through.
Gold.
It's horrible.
What about
it?
It's cool, I promise.
There's nothing sexy about it. It's just the. It's like the one with Sasquatch. It's like the worst thing ever.
What?
I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
Sasquatch porn, please. What is going on?
Conversations.
I'm still
stuck on these porn parodies. Quantum Deep. Sex Wars, that one's not that bad. No. Sex Busters.
Why can't it be Star Wars?
I thought it was awesome.
Star Wars would be good.
On the topic of like creepy porns, have you guys seen the pterodactyl porn?
Oh no.
There's a dinosaur pterodactyl porn where a woman is like getting banged by two guys in prostetic pterodactyl wings. And they flap their wings as they're doing it. It's the weirdest
stuff. How did somebody get a hold of my home movies?
Y'all are horny, crazy, horny Christmas individuals.
I watch porn all the time.
Edward Penis Hands.
I've seen it. It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
True Blood, they don't even need to make a parody.
Oh, that was fantastic. Buffy the Vampire Lair.
I'm into that one.
I can see that one.
I gotta
get off the porn parodies.
Oh, do you? Do you have to get off?
I have to get off on porn parodies.
Your drug? Of choice, yeah. Porn parodies.
I don't know, the porn parodies is listening to the names alone is pretty hilarious.
He's getting hot flashes.
It's pretty hilarious.
To LOTR.
No.
No, I don't want to talk about porn. I want to
be I love Lotra.
All right.
Yeah. Let's talk about Lotter.
Lotter.
Fort Lauderdale.
We've discussed The Hobbit, but we haven't really discussed Loader much.
Loader?
I love to loiter.
I do love to loiter.
I watched all of the Ring. I watched them all as they. Yes.
I like it.
I watched all of
We're
them
not off
they,
of it yet.
Not. That's what she said.
I just see the last one.
I did say it. I'm a Goyles, so.
What? Saw the last Lord of the Rings in Cinerama Dome.
Oh, really? I have a better story. Yeah.
Did you blow some guy while?
No, not that movie. No.
She blew some guy while the trilogy was playing. The extended director's cut.
No, I got to see the trilogy and be the personal assistant for all of our special guests at the Egyptian. So cool. I got to sit next to Peter Jackson during all three films.
Cool.
Just rub it in while you go.
No.
Hey, let's get Peter Jackson in the studio. Can you arrange that?
I wish.
That'd be bad.
Is Sean Astin try to date your sister?
Sean Astin did try to date my sister.
He went to ballet college, so he was hanging out with Corey Feldman.
Mm-hmm. And he told my sister that he liked camel toe, and my sister told him to leave.
Who is that guy again?
But your sister does have camel toe.
My sister does not have camel toe. It's not in our family.
What was he in again? Sean Astin.
Oh my God, come on.
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, he was also in some 80s.
Goonies?
Yeah, he was Frodo's homie though, right?
Yeah.
He was also in Rudy.
If you know anything in pop culture, there we go.
So he was Frodo's less important homie.
He was.
Yes. I thought one of the cutest things.
J.R.R. Tolkien always thought that Sam was the hero of Lord of the Rings.
Actually, yeah.
I've always thought it is the gayest love story in the world.
It's the two men who hold each other up against all odds and fight against.
It's just a romance.
Sam
okay.
is his gardener.
Let's marry.
He tames his wood.
Do we get second breakfast with it?
I thought one of the cutest things was when the cast all got matching like tattoos. Murder tattoos. They got the teardrop.
they got the word nine in Elvish. Don't take this for me.
They are now initiated into that gang for life.
Wowzers.
You've tainted things.
They all have the murder teardrop.
How dare you? How dare you? It was nice. And it was meant to commemorate their time together.
I thought it was very cute.
We're horrible people.
Such a precious
thing. We are great people.
I never claimed to be good.
Well, most of us here are good people.
Ew, no. Not at all.
I didn't say you. Well,
I didn't say you were good. She never said you were good.
That's a given.
Penis.
This is the worst show ever.
let's just bash our show on there.
Yay!
No,
Monkey, this is Agent Honeydew. Help us.
We do need help, Monkey.
Daddy, stop.
If he bashes our show one more time, we get to eat it.
Gets to eat it.
Yes.
Gets to eat it.
Eats it whole.
Eats it whole.
Oh, I get it. It's a reference.
She just pinched my nipple.
I have. Be glad it wasn't something.
What is going on with her shoulder?
I'm exhausted.
It is deteriorating.
No, it's great.
I'm sorry. We need to change the name of this episode to the episode where we tried to talk about Lord of the Rings.
You know, okay, what are we talking about? Where are
Adam was saying Lee Pace or Orlando Bloom. Which one?
Lee Pace. Good Lord. Yeah. I just watched Orlando Bloom chew the scenery up yesterday in Three Musketeers, and I was like, goodbye, Orlando Bloom.
Actually, I really liked him in that role. It was very campy and like, it was very campy.
Three Musketeers, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't find him attractive.
No, I don't find him attractive.
I don't find him attractive.
I think he was good for that role. I mean, it was very scenery chewing, but.
Gross.
You know when you date a guy that looks like somebody, and then every time you see that person, that you don't really find them not attractive anymore?
Yes.
That's Orlando Bloom to me. Like, he's just so scrawny and ugly now. Yeah, that's right. You ruined Orlando Bloom out there for me. You know who you are.
I even like Lee Pace in Marmaduke. Come on.
He actually has a cameo in Hobbit.
Lee Pace? I didn't even see Marmaduke.
He's in the beginning of The Hobbit.
Who?
Lee Pace.
Oh, yeah.
He's fantastic.
He rides an Irish elk.
Oh, I thought that was the coolest thing ever, actually. That looked really badass.
It's like I
the
could most be that majestic. Irish elk.
I'm sorry. Everything Lee Pace does is majestic because of his eyebrows. Seriously. And also he's Thranduil, the racist party elf.
So basically, like, the dwarves are being chased out of their homes by Smaug. And they're all crying and they're sad. And he's riding up with his army. And he stands on the ridge. He looks over them and kind of goes,
he brings his entire
what army to stop,
not today.
To snub them. It was awesome.
What a bitch.
He sounds very attractive.
But he was riding a really big elk, and it looked really cool.
It's fine. Thorin put him in the burn book. It's all good.
Yes.
Awesome. That was a reference.
Thranduil is too gay to function.
Lee Pace is very hot.
I loved him in Pushing Daisies.
I did too. Awesomest.
I would love to push his daisies.
I thought
no, that, right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a TV show.
That show made me so sad that it got canceled.
I know.
It was the perfect example of whimsical.
It was
the perfect
It had
example.
A good cast. I mean, a great cast, actually. And
it was a really good concept. And I think that was the thing that maybe lost viewership on that show. Is that's what I first said. People after two seasons were like, we get it. You can't touch her. She'll die.
They were doing
figure
more.
It out.
I watched it.
They were Olive's figuring it out.
Backstory with her aunt.
Yeah, Olive was amazing.
I think, like, the thing I loved about it the most is the aesthetic that it kept.
Oh, yes.
Like,
it was so shot so
consistent.
Well. And, oh, so
it's nice. The Brian
so
Fuller curse.
Fairy tale.
Yeah.
It really is. It's the Brian Fuller curse. He did Heroes. Well, he didn't create it, but he was one of the main writers during season one. He left. Season two sucked and it went downhill.
That was a horrible season.
I've never seen
is that.
That
what he happened did, in House as well? Like, because he left and then all of a sudden House like started becoming ridiculous.
He goes on a show, he makes it really good, and then he leaves to create a show. That show gets canceled, and then the other show gets canceled.
He leaves the show to do, like, well, he I did, can't say. He did X-Men, right? That's
Bryan Singer.
Bryan Singer.
He also did Dead Like Me.
Which was a good
show. I saw like one episode of that. I didn't
that
see
was it. Our, it's,
and
first
Dead Like
two
Me
seasons.
Was the same as like Pushing Daisies.
He's really good
great,
at whimsical,
concept,
but he leaves the show and it
and
goes
first
down the drain.
The two seasons of that show are absolutely amazing, and then it goes downhill.
Because he left.
Yeah. But I watched it to the end. I've watched all the specials of Dead Like Me. I mean, it's a great
idea.
I think you know what, if they could, and I mean, Pushing Daisies has been off the air that long that they should have thought about making that like a movie.
They
and just
did.
Continuing the film.
I mean, it wasn't like a feature. I mean, it was like, I think
it was like a
directed DVD movie.
Yeah, but like, well, did? Dead Like Me, they did for sure.
Oh yeah, Dead Like Me, sorry.
Dead Like Me, they
Daisies.
Did. But Pushing Daisies, if they had done just like a, like they did with Firefly, and was like, okay, so here's the rest of the story. We've wrapped it up for you all. What do you mean? Like a perfect movie.
Sorry.
It would have been cute. I would have watched it.
It would have been great.
She's well, gone to her dream place.
So don't worry about it.
I mean, there's so many movies, so many shows that it happens to nowadays. Honestly, I feel right now a lot of television shows, if they're good, they get canceled. If they're bad, they're going to last forever and we're all going to hate them.
Community.
Well, here's my... Well, I like Community, so...
Six seasons in a movie.
Mm.
But here's my thing is that, like, now what's starting to get me is I understand how networks work. Like, you know, if you get a certain amount of viewership, like a certain amount of share of viewership, then you cancel it. But, like, cable, if you get, like, 1 million viewers, that's a high rating. And they're canceling shows. I'm like, how low does the rating have to be where their top rated show, which is Burn Notice, gets, like, 3 million viewers? How low does the viewership have to be to get canceled off of cable?
True.
Right? Like, there has to be, like, what, 500 people watching it? So, I don't know. It bums me out. I watch these shows for, like, three episodes, and then...
So I don't get invested.
Boom, they're done.
Certain posters I see, and I'm like, oh, you're already canceled. I'm not going to invest in
you. Actually, yeah, that's...
For shows, like, I can just see from the poster.
I'm like, done. I'm not going to watch you because you're canceled.
Yeah, like that show Walking Dead. I'm just kidding.
No, what was
get
it that I watched?
Get your fucking ass
Made in Jersey. We saw the poster. She goes, oh, that's going to be canceled in like two episodes. Emily, 2 weeks later, done.
Done. Emily OMD blah. I was like, canceled.
What was that, by the way? That looked horrible.
Emily Owens?
Yeah.
I just looked like
canceled shit. The poster alone was like, hi, canceled.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said.
The basic story is because I've seen like maybe two or three episodes of it. And it's basic story is that she works at a hospital with her crush and her enemy.
Hate it.
And she has little like...
Watch Mindy instead.
She has, what's it called? Like inner thoughts to herself.
Hate it.
Narrating.
She's so quirky.
Yeah. This is, oh, look at me. I'm quirky, but I'm not Indian and I'm not funny.
Well, you know,
the only way that would work is if it was Zooey Deschanel.
Right, but I'm saying the show they thought was going to get canceled.
New Girl is the best show.
Like, they thought New Girl was going to get canceled right away, and it's like, two extra seasons.
The thing for New Girl is they found their footing so quickly. Like, they realized right off the bat that Schmidt and Nick Miller and Winston are like,
well, that's what they found out. They found out that it wasn't the Zooey Deschanel show, that it was this ensemble show. And once they made it about the ensemble, about them all together, then it just, boom, it's done.
Them and Happy Ending. I mean,
oh, Happy Ending.
How do we get? Are we supposed to be talking about Lord of the Rings?
Know, that other show.
It's our show. We can talk about whatever we want.
Or something.
Oh, yeah. 666 Park Ave.
Yeah.
That was going to get canceled
new
too.
Title for your show. I'm sorry.
But also, that show. My mom and I have a 3-show rule. One show in, my mom was like, take this off the DVR. This is the most boring, ludicrous shit we've ever watched.
Yeah, I was trying too hard to be American Horror Story, but American Horror Story actually is awesome, so...
Yeah, they're trying too hard to be a cable show and network.
Yeah.
What a sad state in the television world right now. Let's go back to the Middle Earth.
Wait.
Would you
watch a Lord of the Rings, like, Middle Earth-based show if it was on HBO or something?
Yes, they were actually talking about doing the Silmarillion.
No?
No.
The Similar Million?
They were talking about doing the Silmarillion. They were discussing
the
doing
million?
The Silmarillion. And it was going to cover all of the prehistory of Middle Earth, and it was going to be a mini-series. I think it was going to be 6 episodes.
Okay.
I'd watch it.
I know. Yeah.
There's a lot.
No, I know. That upset me well, because honestly, the Silmarillion, for one, it reads like a textbook. And two,
it's a literal history.
It is a literal history of about 6,000, 8,000 years.
Yeah.
So?
6 episodes would not fill it.
They can do it.
No, they can do like a whole Game of Thrones.
If they take 3 movies to do The Hobbit, they're going to take like 15, 20 seasons to do
Some of the history in Middle Earth is so fucking complicated, it's not even funny. There are gods upon gods and spirits that fuck each other over and then don't fuck each other over.
I know, they have whole classes about them at Oxford.
Where is Numenor? No one knows.
Well, maybe they need to make like a huge series about it.
Maybe I should just fly to England, go to Oxford, take the Tolkien class, learn Elfish.
Doesn't UCLA have Tolkien?
And just be done with
it. Chicago has Tolkien. That's where I learned.
I think
I don't think UCLA.
I thought UCLA had a Tolkien class.
That's recent.
How nifty.
I thought so.
How nifty.
They convenient.
Rather. Convenient.
You know that the textbook for that is just the Silmarillion.
Well, yeah. What else would it be?
You know, for the class at UChicago, you have to you need to be able to identify all locations on a map, and you need to have read all of the books beforehand.
That's horrific.
That's just too much.
There's a lot of locations.
Welcome to UChicago. We will destroy you.
That sounds horrible.
That sounds like the
or fun. No, not
it's
fun.
Great.
Not fun? Okay. Fun.
Super fun.
Fun. There you go.
If you're
education can be fun.
No, I'm definitely all for
it. The more you have to
just gets to a
haven't
point.
You seen those Education Connection commercials? She's having so much fun.
I mean, really, she was a waitress. Now she's getting an online education.
That song is catchy. I always thought that song is so catchy.
I hate that song.
Education Connection.
Also got an online education.
I would just be stoned and hear that song, and it's so catchy.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to catch stoners.
It's good. That's good songwriting.
Went to Education Connection.
Yeah, it's so catchy.
Oh, it's all about the syncopation in that song.
I don't watch television anymore. Propaganda is everywhere. They are trying to get the stoners.
You are that demographic. They're after you, man.
They're after you.
I know
they're watching you, man.
That's why you wear the foil helmet. Mm-hmm.
Why wear a foil helmet at home.
Shall we do our awkward questions to our
guests?
Yeah, I'm gonna stretch.
Yes, let's do them. Who go first?
Hey, Adam, would you like a mustache ride?
He's contemplating. He's contemplating.
Well, everybody has to contemplate.
It is a ponderous question.
It's a real
question.
Thinking.
See, I can't help, and I know, I can't help but think of like an actual roller coaster in the shape of a mustache.
Can we do that? That's awesome. Ride. That would
so
be awesome.
In that case, yes. In any other case, only if it's a handlebar.
Okay.
Wow.
Handlebar.
Game over!
Fluffy.
Go ahead, rip it off and say it.
Oh, sure. If you could go back in time and tell yourself something like super monumental that would then change your future a la Back to the Future 2, would you do it? And what would you tell yourself?
Don't come on this show.
Come all over this show.
Okay,
that's better.
I would... I probably wouldn't go back in time because, like, I don't know. If I changed any one thing about the past, I wouldn't be who I am now, and I'm rather content with that.
That's deep.
Wow, I hate you.
After school special.
I hate you. I'm so secure.
He loves himself. Nope.
Did you know that we're on PBS right now?
This is NPR.
Well, since you love yourself so much, would you have sex with yourself if you walked up to you in your heart?
Good segue.
I'm not my type.
You were excellent with the segue. I'm into, like,
thank you.
Jacked blonde dudes.
Oh.
Daniel Craig. That scene in Skyfall. Well, that happened.
See, Daniel Craig as James Bond makes me upset.
Adam
in my
had
pants.
Some alone time during that movie.
Daniel Craig makes me upset.
I went to see it at a 1 a.m. showing.
Skyfall was actually particularly amazing, and I have a lot of good comments about it. A lot of good comments about it.
I would watch a mashup of Skyfall and Lord of the Rings.
I would totally do that.
Okay, so like James Alexander Skarsgård.
Don't call him James Bond. He's not James Bond.
He is.
No.
No, he earned it this time.
I would
watch him like naked. Him as James Bond. What? I don't like him as a person. So
I just want him to call him something else.
No, you guys are horrible. He was amazing in these ones. He is great in Skyfall.
I hate him as James Bond.
Nope.
I'm ready for another one.
I'm going to make her go watch Skyfall after this. I'm just going to do it.
I'm into Idris Elba.
I think he's actually
like a serious contender for that, isn't he?
He is. He's a serious contender for the next James Bond. I will start calling James Bond when he is.
I want him after Daniel Craig, and then I want Tom Hardy after him.
Tom Hardy's going to look a little weathered by then.
I don't know. Action.
Yeah. He could be a bad guy.
Rough, but he's like not sophisticated.
But he's a jacked blonde dude.
I think he should be a bad guy.
I wouldn't want to watch him.
Oh, that would be cool too, actually.
I'd rather him be a bad guy than be James Bond.
I would watch that.
Chris Nolan said if he ever directed a Bond movie, he'd have Tom Hardy.
I would have Tom Hardy if I ever directed you know, my bedroom.
speaking of which, my question.
Ew.
How do you feel about the phrase?
Go on.
Pound my boy pussy. Oh,
every time I'm gonna hurl one of these days.
I think it is a delightful question. I imagined a question mark at the end. Pound my boy pussy.
I worked in an OBGYN clinic for a little bit, so I'm trying to figure out the anatomy of it more than I'm actually focusing on the question. I mean, I get what you're...
It's exactly what it sounds like, Adam. They're trying to figure this out.
There's just...
Somebody, you're having sex with somebody, and he goes, pound my boy pussy.
He goes, Adam, pound my boy pussy.
Do you go, yes, I'm going to pound your boy pussy, or do you jump off and leave?
Neither. I would jump off and die laughing. Yes. I could not take
somebody seriously.
He would be
that.
Dead with a hard on.
Now Daniel Craig is asking you to pound his boyfriend.
Still, no.
Okay. Alexander Skarsgård is asking you.
I would pound Alexander Skarsgård's boy pussy.
If Alexander Skarsgård came up to you and was like, Anastasia, pound my boy pussy.
I would.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
You're really handsome and super cute.
I have a little bit of a gag reflex at first from that term. I'd be like,
not as a statement, but as a question, pound my boy pussy.
Okay. Instead of boy pussy, what if you change it to mangina?
Oh my God.
Piss Stacy.
Don't, Stacy.
You're going to
ruin
this. The hammer is my penis.
The hammer is also his boy pussy.
Don't ruin that statement for me. That's my girl jam. Adam is our people. He is totally our people. We love him. He's
good
so
Good Lord, what is going on today?
Wait, well, if we're going that far, I'm just going to do it now.
Piss on your face.
No!
Yeah, and I'm gonna shit on these walls,
Ray. Oh my God!
Nobody
got time for that shit.
And we're there.
Goddamn.
Well, yeah. This is residual high from Love Bite. We were on a fetish oriented radio show on Sunday, and check it out, guys. Plug.
I learned so much about my co-host that day.
I'm sorry.
Plug my boy pussy.
I thought I knew everything about my co-host, and then I was like. So the stuff with Cisco, I knew. But then I learned a little bit more about Frank that I was like, now everything makes sense.
I guess I'm just an open book. Everybody knows about my...
I've known you for 10 years, Stacey.
That's true. Yeah.
There's pretty much a lot of stuff about you I know.
That's true.
I know literally nothing. Inform me of everything.
Okay, I will. Or you can just listen to Love Bite and you can hear everything
listen
about
to my download
life.
The so iTunes.
Where can I find it?
On the iTunes.
You know, youngins, go and get it on the iTunes.
Can you link it to me on the Facebook?
I can link it to you on the Facebook.
Yes.
We're going to a fetish club with them on the 28th.
That should be interesting. Oh, I don't know what I'm
going to
wear.
But going to
I know exactly what I'm going to wear. I'm going to wear this vinyl dress. I don't have a vinyl dress. I'm just kidding, but I do. And I will be wearing it. But they're going to abuse you because we all offered you up. So they're going to set you on fire.
It happens.
And I'm okay with that. And nobody's allowed to touch me.
Black
people.
The blacks. I'm going to be on culture for the rest of this. The blacks.
I really identify with the blacks. I know their plight.
You basically are one of the blacks.
I am an honorary black person, yes.
Oh, he's black by injection.
Now,
we're both black by injection.
Excellent segue point. Would we like to play?
We're also
Mary
both Jewish by injection.
What is wrong with today?
Seriously.
I'm Dutch by injection.
I think I made my coffee a little too strong.
Oh my
We're
God.
So randy
today. This is my
today.
Erday.
This is how he balls, okay? Erday.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Rachel had a good point.
I had a segue 2 minutes ago. Mary, it is time to marry, to fuck, and to kill.
She's so enthusiastic. I like it.
I'm trying to change it up.
I see the same house. They gave me a shout out in that song, you know.
We should let our guests go first. Choose your they name my jiggers.
Okay.
Announce
what
you've
chosen. Your mahoozits.
And then
Should I list them first?
Yes,
and
then
please.
Say what you would do.
I got in front of me Isildur.
Could you not
do it? Can you continue to do it?
This voice from now on.
Oh my God. No way.
Bitch, shut up. I'm talking.
You are not.
I will rip out that finger.
Can we keep him?
You guys, I'm in the pink blob.
Yes, it's lovely space princess.
We broke them.
The last 10 minutes of the show, we're all going to talk like
composed.
Okay. And now we talk with great gravity about fucking killing Isildur, Keeley, and Feely.
Who'd you get again? Who?
Isildur, Keeley, and Feely.
Okay.
That sounds
clearly
delicious.
I would fuck Isildur because, like, fall of man, who doesn't want to type that shit? Also, like, he has really good facial scruff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, I got a lot of respect for him. Actually, well, I would fuck him, but before he got killed by the arrows.
Scruffburn.
Well, no, wait, there's more orifices afterwards.
It's true.
You're not into multiple penetration?
Too small orifices.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can always make them bigger.
I'm not going to burrow into something.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to give you options here.
I appreciate the ingenuity.
Okay.
No, there's no line to cross. It's no.
You're not into burrowing?
That is not one of my fetishes.
Okay, well,
damn it.
Nice to know.
We're going to find one.
One day you'll find your burrowing prince.
You can burrow.
I clenched a little.
Dry like sandpaper.
You with something hard and sandpapery.
Sandpaper. Oh, yeah.
Delightful.
It's going to be like the Sahara down there. So between Feely and Keeley, I'm kind of torn. Like, I want to say kill Keeley because that just sounds cool. Like, kill Keeley.
Kill Keeley.
It's a movie.
It should be.
I think I would actually have to say marry Keeley just because, like, he's such a good hunter. He can provide for me. He can go out, do his, like, manly, rugged hunting and bring me back a wildebeest or a warg or something. Do they have wildebeests in Middle-earth?
I'm sure they do.
Sure, why not? They have everything.
They have wild beasts.
Oliphant.
They have orcs,
I wonder what Oliphant tastes like. Anyway, back to the point.
Timothy, I think he tastes good.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Damn right he is. And probably I would kill Feely. Not because I have anything against him, just...
That's racist.
Your face is racist. You're facist. You're fascist.
His face is kind of racist.
My face is racist. I'm actually a coconut.
Oh my goodness.
Guys, that's racist.
And a European swallow will carry your face hither and thither.
You just made it so cute, Frank. That's racist.
Actually, I was the one that accidentally said racist. Now he's making it a thing.
It's a thing. It's like saying racist.
Ramona Spunkmeyer, is there racist?
I imagine some little girl coming up to you going, that's racist.
Just imagine me with my old headshot going, you're racist.
Oh, I left a big game.
You're racist.
Okay, black Cisco. People. Who are you gonna marry? Who are you gonna fuck?
Penis. The blacks.
I pulled Barlamin Butterbur, the owner of the Prancing Pony. Mm-hmm. Ori, one of the dwarves from The Hobbit, and Elrond.
Mm-hmm. Hubbard.
Scientology.
I would have to kill Barlamin Butterbur. I would have sex with Elrond because I don't want to marry that. I think he's a bit too controlling. I think he would be all over my life.
He would be like kind of a crappy dad for your children.
Because he was a crappy dad. We would have no children.
Liv Tyler, run away.
Which would leave me marrying Ori. And I think I would be happy with the dwarf. We would have a merry life.
He can provide for you.
Yeah. A very gay
life.
He's
a working man.
He's a craftsman.
That's cute.
He does artisanship.
Oh, I love him already. Our relationship will be perfect.
It's going to be ridiculously stupid.
Nicholas. 10 months into the marriage.
Who did you choose? Nick chose.
I got some homies, some straight up homies to accompany me on the end of the world.
All right.
So I got...
That's why we're so weird. The world ended last night.
We're all the dream of a giant ladybug.
Yes.
No, we're all some kids singing this.
All right, so who the hell is Bombor?
Bombor.
It sounds like,
it's one of the,
like
the
Bong Ganja.
He's
so marry him.
He's the fat one.
He's the really fat dwarf in The Hobbit.
Who's always like running and everybody else is like 10 miles ahead. He's just like, no way, guys, come back.
But he's also the one that like rolls down and destroys everyone.
He's like that kid in Hook.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to marry this fool, and we're going to smoke ganja, because his name is
I think
Bonga.
You would have a good time with him.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice.
weed.
All right, who's Nori?
That's also another one of the dwarves.
Brother of Nori.
He's one of the nine cousin? Dwarves that kind of blends together.
He's the one with the cool hat.
There we go.
All right, I'm going to fuck that fool because he has a cool hat. That's all I really got to say.
Hat.
Fuck that hat. I'm going to fuck
your
hat.
Tap that shit like a maple.
Tap that hat.
Are you going to force the hat in his ass? Because that would be really creepy.
You gotta use protection.
It's time to make Nick uncomfortable.
I'm going
to
make him sit on the hat.
Hat sitting.
And then I got Boromir. I'm gonna kill that fool and I'm gonna take his sword.
No! Sean Bean, why do you always die?
He always dies because he dies so well and he makes you feel things. In your pants.
He dies
in
like
your
a man.
Wait, who is he again? Is he Viggo Mortensen?
Sean Bean.
He's the guy who's also in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the one that gets killed in the first one.
Alright, well. Fuck that fool.
Okay. No!
Hard.
I would fuck that fool hard.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Yeah. I have a thing for Sean Bean. Go.
Frinkles.
I got Rose, so we know who I'm killing. And I also got Gandalf the Grey and the Witch King.
Oh, wow.
This is a hard decision because I think both of them are awesome, so I would marry either one. But I don't know about the fuck in this case because...
I would fuck the Witch King. Kinky sex.
Yeah.
But if I married the Witch King, he could protect me.
But
and he could be so... He could be like my manly protector.
If you try to...
Okay, the plus side of like just straight up fucking the Witch King is you know you're not going to like catch anything from him because he's not really there.
I also promise, in the case of Gandalf, you're going to have to be the bottom because if you try to top him, he'll say that you shall not pass.
I get it. That was a reference to a line in the movie.
Although, one for him, speak friend
Mary Witch King. Oh.
You know what? I think I'm going to... God damn it. Because, I mean, if I fuck the Witch King, I could technically literally be inside him.
Yeah.
But, God damn it. This is so hard. There's never been a harder choice in the history of the world.
Marry the Witch King.
I'm going to marry the Witch King, damn it.
Yeah!
Oh, wait. What is Marry the Witch King? Oh, okay. And I'm going to fuck Gandalf the Grey.
His last name is Brandybuck.
Also a reference.
Are you done yet?
I'm gonna let Gandalf the Grey give me the most magical knight in the world, and I will marry the Witch King.
Okay.
Well, he's never early or late. He comes precisely when he means to.
Frank likes dark meat. That's
we
what he
like you.
I got a hard decision. Just kidding.
Sexual.
I got Mary. I got Thorin, and I got Arwen.
Mm.
Just remember, if you do anything with Mary, you'll probably have to give him second breakfast.
Actually, which is okay, because I like to feed.
If you do anything with Mary, it's probably going to be a threesome with Pippin.
Mm.
That's not a bad thing.
But that's not so hard.
Okay, so I'm
going to
fuck Mary. I guess I'll kill Thorin, because he's like kind of a grump.
He's so Marian angsty.
He's so like angel. I don't know, whatever. And then I'll marry Arwen. There you go. Whatever. Actually, can I? No, you know, I'll just.
You can't change it.
I was like, I was like thinking, like, Mary might be a good, like, an entertaining husband.
But then again,
he gets lost
on
an island and has a cocaine addiction.
That's true. Okay, I'm going to stay. There we go. Go, Speed Racer.
Easiest choice ever. I got Samwise Gamgee, Gollum, and Legolas. I'm gonna marry Sam, kill Gollum, fuck Legolas.
No, fuck Gollum. Just to see what it's like.
Just to see what it's like.
It'd be kind of like a three-way.
All I have to say is this.
He'd be calling it my precious, saying it's only his.
He's really good at
stroking things.
There you go. No.
He has a really strong grip, so while you're having sex, he can choke you.
It's and my precious, not his. Fuck him. I'm
he just wants to wear your ring, and by ring I mean vagina.
Fuck you, why wouldn't you?
Who doesn't want somebody to call it their precious?
My precious.
Who doesn't want to call it
my precious? Okay, here's my thinking. If I marry Samwise Gamgee, he's going to be on this journey forever with his friend, Frodo. So like, I'll have the house to myself.
You are the most. Your life. You're going to end up with cats.
No, they're going to be little dogs.
I like to be my together and apart at the same time. I'm a very complicated one.
So now we got to do our pluggies. We have a contest, bitches. Go on our Facebook.
Hurry.
Send us your most adventurous story, and you could be sent 2 free tickets to the Indiana Jones exhibit at the Discovery Science Center.
It's pretty awesome.
It's really
awesome. It's like the most awesome exhibit ever.
It is. So send your adventurous stories into our Facebook. You have to like us. Ha ha. And send us in a little tale, and we'll pick the best one and send it to people. Also, thank you to our sponsors, RubbleRousersIndustries.com.
And Discovery Science Center.
And Discovery Science Center.
I love you guys.
Follow us on all the tweeters and the Facebookies and the Tumblrs and stuff like that.
Pinterest.
The Twatters, the Twitters, the Twatters, the Tumblr, the Pinterest.
Do you guys have a Zanga?
No. Should we?
Son of a bitch. Yes, clearly.
Okay. We'll be working on Zanga today.
Live journal.
We'd like to say have a happy holiday to all our awkward Honian friends.
Literotica.
Literotica.
I hope that they have a horrible holiday.
I hope you guys have
I'm glad you all survived the end of the earth.
The apocalyptica.
And yeah. Thank you to our guest, Adam Rosenthal.
Hopefully
he'll be on again and we didn't scare him too much.
And thanks to Nicholas for being the most awesome sound engineer ever.
Hey, you got it. Let's go MFK some people.
Yeah. We don't support violence.
Let's go Martin Luther King some people.
Quick, let's go do some hood rat shit.
Yeah, bitches.
Bye, guys.
Sassy pants. Get ready. Initiating awkward conversation.